And welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet, or with Janet. And I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'm here to give you lots of information on the importance of nutrition status. I am a licensed clinical nutritionist with years of experience in counseling people on maintaining optimal nutrition function within your body. What I'm talking about now is calcium. Everybody is concerned with their calcium content. Possibly people who are dealing with arthritis, they're not necessarily aware that it's calcium improperly metabolized that's accumulating in their joints and contributing to inflammation as well as swelling, pain, and discomfort in their joints. It may come as a surprise to those listening to this that sometimes it is calcium building up in your circulatory system that ultimately causes blockages that lead to extreme stress on your heart and a variety of circulatory disorders. What you need to know is calcium doesn't work in a vacuum. It requires other nutrients, the proper ratio of calcium to magnesium. Vitamin D is important in calcium metabolism. Vitamin K, critically important in its ability to drive calcium into your long bones. We all know that calcium is important for our bone density, but it's also important for teeth. And that interaction between bone density and teeth, your teeth are anchored in your jawbone. If you're losing density in your bones, your anchored teeth are at risk. The calcification of your teeth, crucially important for a healthy mouth. In addition to bones and teeth, which I think most people are aware of, you may not be aware that it is very, very important with regard to how your heart contracts and relaxes. Every beat of your heart depends on the presence of calcium. Your nerves require calcium to function properly. All of your other muscles, just like your heart, is a muscle that contracts with the presence of calcium, relaxes with the presence of magnesium, so do all of the muscles of your body. They function interactively with calcium. All of your body systems actually interact and require calcium for that interaction. And other nutrients besides the calcium. Well, where are you going to get the calcium? You could get it from dairy sources. That would be the most common. You would get very, very high levels of calcium, but possibly missing some of the other nutrients if you're using just milk, say, as your source of calcium. You might consider truly aged cheeses. Cheeses that have the benefit of microorganisms to lend their distinctive flavor, but that presence of those microorganisms is very helpful for allowing your body to take in the calcium and metabolize it properly. Certain nuts, hazelnuts, Brazil nuts, those are excellent, excellent choices for a source of calcium. Certain vegetables, things like broccoli, leafy greens, that presence in the leafy greens and broccoli, calcium content and vitamin K content, that interaction already established for you. Possibly things like sardines, particularly the very, very fine bones of sardines, canned salmon. Excellent source of calcium. So let's talk about what you might be experiencing if you are deficient in calcium. Maybe you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis and your doctor has said, don't forget to take your calcium supplement. Well, I tell people, take a look at your blood test. Let's see what your calcium level is, and then make a recommendation about calcium supplementation based on what your calcium level is, based on what your magnesium level is, based on what your vitamin D and K status might be. You might have difficulty sleeping. That could be indicative of a calcium deficiency. Calcium is going to be very, very helpful at making sure that you're able to have a restful night's sleep. Possibly anxiety. One of the most significant risks associated with a calcium deficiency is colon cancer. So you want to make sure that your calcium level is optimized and that you have plenty of the other nutrients to support the proper absorption on a cellular level of the calcium that you're providing. You may be experiencing muscle cramps. Again, that proper ratio of magnesium, potassium, and calcium, all of those nutrients doing that supportive health dance within your body. So much information about calcium. Make sure that you have information from your blood test on what your calcium level is, what your vitamin D level is, as well as your magnesium. And that's what you need to know, for starters, about calcium.